Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha and good evening, brothers and sisters. This is 99.5 FM, The Word. You're listening to Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. My co-host with me tonight is my bride and my wingless angel, Sister Lynn.
You know, it's been a long week, but it is Freedom Friday!
Well, you know, we're so blessed. Apostle Hood was unable to make it, and so was Pastor Williams. So we've got Rev Bulla, along with Pastor James Bird Mahilona. We're going to tag team, actually triple team you guys off the top rope. All I'm saying is it's Friday. You got 2 days to recover. Get ready.
Get ready, guys.
Hey, Free Insiders, Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM. Also in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. Streaming is also available online at www.995theword.com and also at www.grace911.com.
Mahalo, Bulla. We thank you for tuning in tonight, this Freedom Friday, and joining Pastor Bird Mahilona and Pastor Bulla Eastman as we talk story about Jesus and share an encouraging word to lift you up. Reverend Bulla and Pastor Bird is available and willing to serve the kingdom. So if you need an MC, a wedding officiant, inspirational speaker, or need a word of encouragement, please call these men of God at 808-222-2822. Our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from our brothers and sisters on the inside. So if you can write us, our address is P.O. Box 89253. Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830.
And we'd like to send our love and aloha to all the men and women incarcerated and to our dedicated ACOs.
Amen.
Lord bless our Hawaii facilities, FDC, Halawa, Lamaka, OCCC, Waiawa, WCCC, and to the 1,500 men incarcerated in Saguaro Prison.
Amen.
And many of the other prisons in Arizona, including Eloy Detention Center. We pray for you and your families and ask for mercy, grace, and restoration upon your lives.
Hallelujah. And we also send a great big mahalo to our generous sponsor for the Grace 91.1 program in Arizona, the Congregation of the Fishers of Men Ministries, under the leadership of Pastor James Bird and First Lady Lucy Mahilona.
Amen. Thank you, Fishers of Men.
God bless you.
Boom.
God bless you, Pastor Bird. Amen. And you, First Lady Lucy.
Amen. And to our primary, the Word sponsor back home here in Honolulu, Hawaii, a great big mahalo to the Tolbert Foundation.
Amen. God bless you, Chris, for your heart of compassion for the broken, lost, and incarcerated.
Yes. Well, since we're taking the lead, that's right. Sending this out to all of you is our intro music for Rev Boo, Sister Lynn, and Pastor Bird.
Amen.
It's been a good time together. I don't know how long you've been listening to the program. We've been going on 4 years now, but it has been a good time together because we talk about the good news of the gospel
the
of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor Bulla, what do you have to say about this evening? Well, it's going to be exciting this evening. And we've got a message. We're going to be in the book of Jonah. But before we get there, we want to get into a great song. And this is Anthony Evans, the son of Dr. Tony Evans and the son of Dr. Priscilla Shire. But it's going to get you going. That's right.
Come on, somebody.
It's going to wake you up because you got 2 days to recover from tonight's program.
Amen.
That's right.
As we wait on you, our joy is restored in your presence. As we worship you, our faith cannot be shaken. Nothing can separate us.
The Lord is with us.
Yeah, he's with us. That's right. That's right.
He will never fail.
Never fail, man. He's with us. Get excited about Jesus tonight.
Never,
never,
never, never, never.
Sing it, don't.
revived in your presence as we sing to you. Your word comes alive in your presence as we trust in you.
Amen, amen, amen. The Lord is with us. He will never fail.
Never, never fail.
That's, I never really listened to the words, but that's a good song.
I love that song.
That's a good song. Well, Pastor Bert and Lynn, thank you so much. Tonight's going to be just a wonderful night. It's like old times.
Amen.
When we used to fit in that little studio in the back, and now we have this huge palatial suite that we're in.
4 years ago.
On a Friday night. On a Friday night, where would we be sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ? You know, we want to go into the book of Jonah. We're going to be talking about Jonah because I think all of us can identify with Jonah and his thoughts and his actions and just what was going on. Now, I'm not saying any of you were swallowed up by a fish, but there's some metaphorical evaluations we'll be taking later on as we pontificate further as the titillating scriptures come into your ears tonight. So for all of you that didn't understand me, all I'm telling you, open up your ears and hear the word of the Lord. Then can you read from chapter 1? In the book of Jonah, and we're going to go to verses 1 through 3, and then Pastor Bird, you can read the same, please.
Amen. In the Message Bible, it says, one day long ago, God's word came to Jonah. Amittai's son, up on your feet and on your way to the big city of Nineveh. Preach to them. They're in a bad way, and I can't ignore it any longer. But Jonah got up and went the other direction to Tarshish, running away from God. He went down to the port of Joppa and found a ship headed for Tarshish. He paid the fare and went on board, joining those going to Tarshish, as far away from God as he could get.
Amen. That's the bird.
My Bible says, and now the word of the Lord came to Jonah and the son of Amittai, saying that, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cried against it, for their wickedness is come upon before me. But Jonah rose up and flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare, therefore he went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish.
Amen.
From the presence of the Lord.
Amen, amen. Lord, we pray a blessing over the readers, hearers, and doers of the word, Father God, of the transforming, restoring, and the true and absolute truth, word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, it's an interesting story as we set the platform for our discussion tonight, because Jonah has an opportunity to go share the good news of the gospel. He actually, if you read in the scripture, Pastor, it says, Pastor Bird, he was in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, I don't know how you are, but how blessed would it be to be in the presence of the Lord? But you see, he went the other way, you know, and I'm just going to take a little sidebar
talk
here.
Talk about disobedience, Bula.
Well, and it's funny because he was in a boat with others that we're leaving the presence of the Lord. So that means there's a lot of people running the other way from the Lord today right now. So he found communion. He found community. He found convenience to be with those that were not following the voice of the Lord, but they were going against the Lord. Now, I'm not talking to anybody, but I'm talking to somebody tonight. You need to listen to the voice of the Lord. If you have had the blessing of being in the presence of the Lord, embrace it and obey the voice of the Lord. Don't be like Jonah, because something might happen. But I just on a sidebar, I'm going to share something that the Lord dropped on me the other day, Pastor Burden. We look at the word compromise. You see, right here, we're getting a situation where Jonah wants to compromise the
God's
situation.
Yep.
That's right. It's the absolute truth. It's not the relevant truth. It's the absolute truth. So in the world, compromise means something intermediate between different things. Well, there's the word of the God, and or there's the word of the Lord, and there's the world.
Amen.
There is no compromise involved there. But you see, that's what the world wants you to do. It wants you to give a little, take a little, and water it down and sugarcoat it and twist it so it feels good on your ears on Sunday. But it's not bringing conviction. It's not bringing confession. It's not bringing repentance to the cross. Hallelujah. See, but the word compromise, Pastor Bird, when you look at it, also Lynn, you look at it, and if you have, we're able to spell it in front of you. Yeah, I look at it, and the Lord put it down into my heart today or a few days ago. It's not compromise, it's compromise. We bring
yes.
the promise of the Lord. You see, what happens is the world wants to see it as compromise, but it's come with the promise of the Lord. Because it says in the book, and you can look at it, Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Look it up in the book on your devotion time, John 14:6, and in Romans 10:9, he says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's the promise. There's no compromise here. It's the coming of the promise of the living God.
Truth.
See, the world wants you to give here and give there. There is no give involved.
There's no giving.
There's no give. And God's commandments, Pastor Bird, are your enablements. Amen? But you see, in Jonah, if you remember, Pastor Bird, looking back here at the scripture, he had a decision to make there. He was either going to follow the Lord. He had a choice. And what did he choose?
He chose out a boat.
He went to the boat, okay? And then when you look down
at the wrong boat.
And when we go down to the bottom of chapter 1 into verse 17. Now, this is when, let's just lay the foundation here. There was a storm that came up. Everybody on the boat's wondering, why are we in such a bad storm that's starting to throw things to lighten the load? They find Jonah in the bottom. And I really appreciate Jonah right here. And I give him his props. He said, hey, the storm is because of me. You got to toss me off of the boat. No, we don't want to do that. You know, you've paid your fare. No, really, God's mad. I'm the guy. Toss me. No, no, no. And when it got worse, he said, come here, we're going to toss you over the boat.
They said, we hate to see you go.
We hate to see you go. Hey, what are we waiting for? We hate to see you go.
Said they took Jonah and threw him overboard. Immediately, the sea quieted down. The sailors were impressed and no longer terrified by the sea, but in awe of God, they worshiped God, offered a sacrifice, and made vows. Then God assigned a huge fish to swallow Jonah. Jonah was in the fish's belly 3 days and nights.
Well, that's pretty incredible, you know. But I'm not telling you anybody. You might be on a boat off the buoys off Waianae, and it's kind of stormy right now. Don't throw the guy off your boat tonight. That's not what I'm saying. If you listen to the program, if it's stormy right now, pray for it, but don't toss the guy. He ain't Jonah. Well, I don't think he's Jonah. But you see, what happened here is that, now you say, now how can a fish swallow a man? It's in my Bible. I believe it. Some of you are saying, well, that doesn't happen today. Oh, my brothers and sisters, where you at?
Amen.
Are you in the belly of OCCC? You in the belly of Halava?
Amen.
You in the belly of Saguaro?
Amen.
It don't mean the fish got to swim. You in a stinking belly right now for a lot longer than 3 days
Amen.
And 3 nights. You see, it's a metaphorical analysis we're applying right now. We're taking the supernatural word of the God of God and applying it to a natural situation. If those of you are incarcerated right now, it might as well be the belly of a fish. Can you come out anytime you want? I don't think so. The fish didn't open his mouth yet, so you didn't get a chance to come up yet.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Bird, you know, in your time of incarceration, you don't get a lot of chance to make any choices while you're locked up, right?
No, you don't. And that's because of disobedience to God's word that we went into prison because that's like a belly of the whale. This is where the disobedience and correction came.
Amen.
And then when I heard God's voice, then I came out. And I started to do what God has called Jonah to do. Call people to repentance. Mm. Build the kingdom with souls, Reverend Bolo.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, when we move over into chapter 2.
I like it.
Yes. And Lynn, why don't you read, if you could read chapter 2, verse 7. And we'll share that with the brothers and sisters who have tuned in this night. And thank you so much for tuning in.
Can I? Well, I'm going to read a little bit more because, you know, it's my message Bible.
Read what you want.
He says, "The ancient abyss grabbed me and held tight. My head was all tangled in seaweed at the bottom of the sea where the mountains take root. I was as far down as a body could go, and the gates were slamming shut behind me forever. Yet you pulled me up from that grave alive. Oh God, my God. What my life was slipping away, I remembered God. And my prayer got through to you, made it all the way to your holy temple. Those who worship hollow gods, god frauds, walk away from their only true love. But I'm worshiping you, God, calling out in thanksgiving, and I'll do what I promise I do."
Amen.
"Salvation belongs to God." Then God spoke to the fish, and it vomited up Jonah on the seashore.
Wow, how did they spell that vomit part up? I want to see that in my Bible. That's pretty good. That's, in a literary sense, for those of you that don't know what you just heard, it's called an onomatopoeia. We'll talk about that next week. But Pastor Bird, maybe you could read from verse 7 to verse 10, if you could.
Yeah, amen. "And when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord.
Amen.
And I prayed and came into thee, unto thy holy temple."
Yes.
"They that observe lying versus forsaking their own mercy, but I will sanctify unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving.
Amen.
I will pray that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord."
Amen.
"And the Lord spoke unto the fish. And it vomited Jonah upon the dry land."
Hallelujah. We're just going to camp here for a little bit, everyone. And see, even in his most dire consequences, when he was at the bottom of the bottom of the bottom of the pit, Jonah still remembered who to call out to.
Amen.
He didn't call his mother.
Yes.
He didn't call his father. He didn't call his doctor. He didn't call his dealer. He didn't call his boys.
He never called the ACO.
Didn't call the ACO. Didn't call the LT. He called because he says, "When my soul fainted within me." When your soul faints within you, you're getting ready for Maki Dai Dead, okay?
Yes.
Straight up. He says, "I remembered the Lord."
Verse 7.
"And my prayer came in unto thee into thine holy temple." So don't tell me you don't have a connection. You do have a connection.
Right.
It's not a cellular plan. It's a God
C.
plan.
Amen. You've got a connection
you are.
To the Lord our God.
And then he realized, he says, "They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy." Mm. And if you were to read that in another verse, it would say, "Those who worship false gods turn their backs on all God's mercies." Not a good place to be.
Not good.
Disobedient.
Disobedience. And he says, "But I will sacrifice unto thee the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord." Some other versions will say, "But I will offer sacrifices to you with songs of praise, and I will fulfill"
Amen.
"or pay all my vows. For my salvation comes from the Lord alone."
Amen.
It's not an option. "I am the way, the truth, and the life." It's not door number one, door number two, door number three. Guys, don't play with that.
Don't make a deal with the devil.
Don't play with it. You can't make a deal with the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Because, and it says, "And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah onto the dry land." Mm. You see, and in the other version, it says, "The Lord ordered the fish." How can a fish obey the Lord, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the creator of all living things, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher, my bright and shining morning star? Who is that? His name is the Lord. And so you see, some of you right there, and we're just going to camp here for a little bit, because your situation might be like you're in this belly of the fish, like we talked earlier.
Similar.
Hey, I'm telling you, OCCC has an aroma on Saturdays when we go in there. I'm just being honest, you know. But it's just in the belly of the fish, you have no control over what you're doing. In the belly of a facility, you have no control over what you're doing. They tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and why you're going to do it.
Mm.
So you are like in the belly of a fish. But you see, even Jonah came to his senses, and he says, "Those who worship false gods turn their backs on all God's mercies." He realized that there's other people around him. He realized there are others out there that don't worship the Lord.
That's
he
right.
realized that there are others that don't praise and worship the living God. He realized that there are others following idolatry and other things in front of them. And idolatry doesn't always have to be a statue. It could be that you like to go to the gym for 3 hours a day.
Mm.
It could be that you like to go surfing for 2 hours a day.
Mm. Money.
It's anything, money. It could be your career. That can be an idol. It doesn't have to be a little notchki on the side of your car and... So when you come to the stoplight, the thing will stop wiggling. No, idolatry is anything that takes you away from the word of the Lord
yes.
and the voice of the Lord. That's mm-hmm. idolatry. So Jonah realizes that, but then he also remembers salvation is of the Lord. He was in a situation
Amen.
Where he needed a Savior.
Needed a Savior.
He was in a situation mm-hmm. where he had bottomed out.
He
was
to be
at
delivered.
The end of his rope, and he had to tie
mm-hmm.
a knot in that rope.
Mm-hmm.
He realized it don't get no
Smelly
worse
belly.
Than this. He realized that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his
Hallelujah.
Righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, sometimes we've got to go upside down before we can go right side up. You're going to realize that by the time you hit the door tonight. But you got to realize that God puts people in your life to bring you the good news of the gospel in a way that you can understand it and a way that you can digest it. All we're trying to do is encourage you,
yes, Lord.
Not discourage you. I'm trying to lift you up, not put you down. But
Amen.
Pastor Bert, it's at that point where the fish, upon the command of the Lord, vomited Jonah out of his situation. I believe someone tonight is going to get delivered because of the word of the Lord will release them from their bondage.
Amen. And it will. It's God's word. And it says that to be obedient to God's word. And you know that old man that got us into prison, Reverend Bullock, got me into
right.
prison. Let's take it. I just speak about myself.
Hallelujah.
I would speak to somebody tonight. And then when I started to lie and vanity and forsaking, I knew about God. And I took his mercy for granted. And I took my family for granted. And there's a lot of things I did in disobedience. But when I went to prison, reality set in. The Holy Spirit set in.
Spoke to you.
And then there was that sacrifice unto thee that I was in my voice, I was thankful and grateful I was in prison. Prison was a blessing in disguise.
Hallelujah.
And
say that again, Pastor Bruce, so somebody can hear you tonight.
Prison is a blessing in disguise.
If you have the right mind.
If you have the right mind
and the right eyes. Because otherwise, you just say, I got locked up because, you know, they didn't like me.
Right. Well, we just got a guy out of the belly of the well this past week.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's right.
His name is Anthony Rogers.
That's right. Came out of Saguaro and then came out of the system down here.
God just spit him out in Halava.
They would just spit him out.
And he was kissing the ground. Brothers and sisters, you had to be there to see the significance of the transformation in this man's life and many more men that found Jesus. You see, he never kissed the ground because he was released. He didn't kiss the ground because God has released him
Hallelujah.
From the darkness and bondage of his past. Come on, somebody. To that marvelous
yes,
light. Because
Hallelujah.
Now we know that Jesus is
That's
the
right.
author and finisher of his faith.
Right.
You see, the bondage was in the prison.
That's right.
The bondage was his past
That's
nature.
Right.
The past
right.
sinful nature
That's
that
right.
kept him in slavery according to the word of God. So we know that Jesus was the second sacrifice that we needed, that second Adam. The old Adam had to die. Today he's set free, Reverend Bulla.
Hallelujah. You know, it's something else I wanted to share. I heard the other night. It really kind of sat home with my spirit, man. The answer is not incorrect. The answer is incomplete. A lot of times we will give an answer that is not incorrect. It's just incomplete. You know, and what happens a lot of times is many of us that are incarcerated, I'm going to tell you tonight, my brothers and my sisters, straight from my heart, you are suffering an identity crisis.
Amen.
Now, if I ask you who you are, you say, hey, I'm John Smith. No, that's not what I mean. Oh, no, my middle name is John George Smith. No, that's not what I mean. That's the name that the world has given you. But you see, you'll never know who you are until you know who he is.
That's right.
Amen.
Once you know who God is, once you know who your heavenly Father is, once you know who the Alpha and the Omega is, then you will know who you are. But you need to know who he is first before you know who you are. And God will give you an identity.
Yes.
But he will never give you an identity without a responsibility. He will never give you an identity without an assignment. He will never give you the path to go without telling you how to go. He's going to light the path before your feet, as Pastor Bird always says. But you see, it's that identity crisis. And I don't know what it takes. All I'm telling you is the closer you get to God, the closer you get to God.
Praise
and if
Jesus.
I knew that he was the only answer to deliver me from the wretched life that I'm living,
yes.
I'm incarcerated, my kids don't call me, I don't get any mail, I feel like an outcast. If you are that person tonight, all I'm saying is turn one way, turn to Jesus tonight. because he is the author and the finisher, like Pastor said. He is the one that created you in the likeness of his image. You forget that you're an heir to the kingdom of God. If you know that you're an heir to the kingdom of God, you would carry yourself a little bit better. You'd like to read the word of the Lord a little bit better. The word of the Lord will deliver you, because the world got you there, but the word of God can deliver you from wherever you are.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the deliverance come by knowing God's word.
Hallelujah. Faith, that's the freedom.
Coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
You know, there's something that's happening in a prison.
Hallelujah.
And there's, it's never been done before. It's never been heard of before. There's a lot of stuff that's happening in the ministry. There's breaking strongholds.
Hallelujah.
And you're talking about identity. We can find that in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. It talks about bring down every stronghold every imagination that comes against what God, Reverend Buller, is trying to say. It comes against the knowledge and the wisdom of God's word. So to get back your identity, you just know God's word.
Amen.
Bring on everything of just, they will always want
down.
You to look back to your past and how bad you was and who you were. You see, that doesn't matter when you come to the cross. You're born again. You're a new creature.
You're a new creature
by the renewing of the spirit of your mind. Is to identify that you got to bring down every stronghold in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To know that everything that Bulo is saying comes against what God is saying.
Yes, hallelujah.
Tonight. There is a place where we all need to be, and that's coming back to the cross.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Let's close this in prayer tonight. You know, another powerful evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. But I just like to pray for everyone right now.
Yes, Lord.
And I can't see where your relationship is with Jesus at this time. But if he's not your Lord and Savior, if something were to happen to you right now, where would you go?
Yeah.
If you took more than 1/3 of 1 second to answer me, you don't know. I don't know. Make sure you know. You repeat this prayer after me so that we all know we'll be in heaven together.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Lord God.
Lord God.
I need a Savior.
I need a Savior.
But I'm a sinner.
But I'm a sinner.
I've sinned against you.
I've sinned against you.
I've sinned against others.
I've sinned against others.
I've sinned against myself.
I've sinned against myself.
God, you sent your Son. To die on the cross.
To die on the cross.
For my sins.
For the sins of my children.
For the sins of the world.
But he arose.
On the third day.
We recognize.
The crucifixion.
But we celebrate.
The resurrection. Lord, I need you.
I need you now.
I give you my life. Do with it.
As you please.
You are my Savior. I say that.
So that I can hear this.
So my neighbor can hear this. So that you, God, can hear this.
So you, God, can hear this.
And the devil can hear this.
And the devil can hear this.
Jesus Christ.
My Lord and Savior.
I will dwell. In the house of the Lord. For the rest of the days of my life. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, you heard the prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let all heaven rejoice. Hey guys, we just want to thank you once again for tuning in tonight. Let your family, let your cellies, let everybody know about this program.
Amen.
And the one thing you got to know going into the weekend, you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hey, we'd like to stay, but we got to go. So, ahoy-ho.
Ahoy-ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.